This is the Cinematic Sound Radio Spotlight.
Welcome back to the Cinematic Sound Radio Spotlight as we continue our look at five awesome composers who need to be scoring Hollywood films. Up next is the music of Mike Verta. There's not much info on Verta's background that I could find. However, I did manage to find a video interview that he did a few years back where he mentioned that after seeing Star Wars and then hearing the double LP back in 1977, that he knew he wanted to write music for the movies. At the time, he was five. That's when he saw the film, fell in love, heard the LP, it blew him away. But the real influence of Star Wars on his life came some months later when he inherited the family grand piano. Shortly after it arrived at his home, he managed to pick out the opening notes of the main title theme. All of a sudden, the light went on, and he realized then and there that he wanted to spend the rest of his life writing music for the movies. And soon after that, Verta began piano lessons. Flash ahead to today. Verta is an accomplished jazz pianist, a session musician. He's established his own post-production company and has provided music, effects, sound design, and editorial work on a wide range of productions. Verta has produced music and graphics for several Warner Brothers presentations at industry events such as Show West and Toy Fair. He's also created a 3D Superman S logo for Bryan Singer's 2006 Superman Returns. He's written and performed music for commercials and trailers. He's also done a few films here and there as well. He also produces and hosts a wide variety of podcasts on his own website at mikeverta.com, which includes online composing seminars and master classes. What we're going to play for you right now is some of the music Verta has composed either in his spare time or as commissions. We're going to start with music from a piece that he wrote called The Race. And it was a piece of music written for a full 90-piece symphony orchestra. It was recorded at the Newman Scoring Stage at Fox Studios in Los Angeles. It's a 6.5-minute piece, but the information about this piece is quite impressive. There's 34 pages, 237 bars, and 14,937 notes. It's an incredible piece. And when I heard it for the very first time, the image that came to my mind immediately was horse racing. I'm not sure why that's the image that came to my mind, but it just does when I hear this piece. Up next, we'll hear a piece that he wrote for the Batman Simulator Ride. This was written to accompany the Motion Simulator Ride, which is currently running at Six Flags Movie World theme parks in Madrid and Australia. The score needed to seamlessly integrate the theme from the 1989 film and new themes that Verta wrote for Joker, Catwoman, and Mr. Freeze. If you ever wanted to hear what John Williams would have done with Danny Elfman's music from the Batman films, well, this would be the result. It is superb music. Lastly, we're going to hear a spectacular piece of music that Verta wrote for Warner Brothers called The Sound of Movies. Here's what Verta had to say about the piece on his website. For years, I was fortunate to have been asked to write the music for Warner Brothers Pictures Show West presentations. These were always grandiose commissions, which employed a large orchestra and required weaving quintessential movie moods together in pure Hollywood fashion. Often set against a backdrop of some of the most iconic moments in film history, these pieces were always great challenges and great fun. What we're going to hear right now is, as I said, the piece called The Sound of Movies, which was the second score that Verta composed for Warner Brothers and Show West. And now, three impressive pieces of music composed by Mike Verta. The Race, The Batman Simulator Ride, and Warner Brothers, The Sound of Movies.
Thank you.